If you are what you say you are.
You're listening to Braden and Fitz coming at you live from the Game Nashville Studios, presented by Wholesale Inc. at Mount Juliet. And, you know, every once in a while, the show gets a lot smarter, and that's important. You know, we like to bring on people that actually know what they're talking about and can really break down what's happening and what's going to happen in this city. And there is no one better to do that with than the mayor, Megan Berry. We genuinely appreciate your time, Mayor. Thanks for coming on with us, as busy as we know you are.
Oh, hey, it's my pleasure, and thank you guys for inviting me. And welcoming me back. I appreciate you.
Well, we've got a lot of news we'll get to with you guys and what's going on with the city. But I do want to ask, just in general, a Monday night football game, obviously sports have a huge economic impact on local community and business. What can you give us a guesstimate as to what a Monday night football game means to a local community?
Well, first of all, it's a great way that Nashville just gets showcased across the nation because there's always those beautiful shots. And it's not as if anybody doesn't want to already come to Nashville, but boy, that just helps us attract some more people. And so just having that platform and that showcase on Monday Night Football is always good for us. And there is economic impact. Obviously, anytime we've got a football game, people come into town, they spend money, and that's always good too. But tonight, we want the Titans to win. That's the goal.
So, Mayor, is there impact in the advertising sense of it? I mean, is that more important than necessarily the people coming to it, is showing everybody the city on national TV for hours?
Yeah. I mean, that's the best impact for us. I mean, clearly there's a financial impact because you do get that spend, but we get that often anyway when we have a home game. So the real benefit here is just the beautiful way that Nashville gets showcased across the nation.
Mayor, you and I and us have talked a lot about sort of the future of Broadway, and I know there's a lot of work going on. How is it that fans can expect to continue to see, you know, Broadway and Bridgestone Arena and Nissan Stadium sort of all integrated together?
Well, I think that's a great question, and one of the things we're going to be talking about tomorrow is transit and transportation. We're making our big announcement, and we're going to talk about how folks are going to be able to get around downtown more easily, get through downtown easily. And I think that connectivity with transit is how we're going to link Bridgestone, the Titans Stadium, I mean, all of this together, and hopefully soon that soccer stadium that's out going to be out on Nolensville Road.
Talk a little bit about that, Mayor, and with the Metro Council looking at the vote on the stadium, how do you feel about it at this point, and what excites you about bringing soccer to the city?
Well, I think that we have shown the MLS family that we are definitely a sports town, and you saw that with the great Preds run, and they really, really want, I think, to come to Nashville. I mean, we'll know more after the council considers the stadium deal. And I think we put a really good package in front of the council for consideration that is 90% funded by the investors of the team or what the revenue that's going to get generated off of that space. So I think it's a great deal for Nashville, and I think it'd be great to have soccer here.
We know that you guys obviously care, even with dissenting opinions, you guys care deeply about what the people are telling you of the community. So is there advice that you give people that, hey, if you want to get involved, whether you agree with it or not, how people can get involved in either voicing their opinions to either their council people, or can you tell people how, on any of these issues, how can people get involved in that kind of stuff?
Yeah, sure. So, you know, part of the conversation with the Metro Council will be a public hearing. And I encourage folks who want to express their opinion to come before the Metro Council and do that. You can also always write, email, phone call your council members and let them know what you're thinking. And we hear from folks too. You know, folks call the mayor's office. They send emails to the mayor's office, and we're always appreciative to hear what people are thinking. So we thank them for that.
What is the biggest complaint you are getting so far about the soccer stadium proposal?
Well, would it be? What if I said I was getting no complaints? You know, I think that the one thing that I'm hearing is that the combination of that 10 acres that we're looking at to try to build up around the stadium and what that will look like and how that will fit in. I think that's the piece right now that people have the most questions about.
So, Mayor, when you look at a proposal like you're looking at with the fairgrounds, there's obviously usage out there right now in those buildings and a lot of things that are already happening. How do you weigh what's currently going on for the rest of the fairgrounds when you're looking at a proposal like this?
Well, I think that this is a right in line with putting more energy out into the fairgrounds and also building up. a lot of the existing uses that are out there. This plan allows us to take $25 million and invest it in the buildings out there, because we're going to have to remove several of those buildings and rebuild them, which is exciting, which means the fair will be better, Christmas Village will be better, racing will be better, the flea market will be better. I think that this is a way to activate that whole space and actually just make it better. So for me, I see this as an investment in the fairgrounds. And, you know, the voters have said they want to see activation out there. They want all of the existing pieces out there. And we want to make that happen. We also want to add soccer.
Do you guys feel like you can realistically do all of these renovations and still keep the cost where it needs to be for the vendors and for the people that attend those types of events?
Yeah, I think we can. I mean, one of the things that this plan allows us to do is to get that paid for with this plan. So, you know, I think we'll be able to continue to have the great activities out there. They'll still be cost effective and they'll be affordable. You know, people love the flea market and people love spending time out there. I know I do. And we want to make sure that that stays and affordable for everybody.
Obviously, we now have Nashville Traffic Twitter accounts, so transit a big thing that's coming tomorrow for you. We obviously, paying for this stuff, no matter what initiative we're working on in any city or any level of government, is incredibly difficult to work out. So let's just forget about paying for it for now, and we can address, let smarter people address that. Just philosophically, you tell people sort of the crux and the gist of why this proposal and transit in general is so critical to the long-term success of Nashville.
Well, you know, so many of us are sitting in traffic. In fact, I'm sitting in traffic right now on my way to the office. You know, it's one of those things where we know that we're going to continue to grow. We just talked about the fact that we're going to showcase Nashville on Monday Night Football, and people are going to see this great city. And already we have between 60 and 80 people a day moving here. We're going to have to get those people around our region. And in order for us to continue this economic growth that we've seen with low taxes, we need to make sure that we have the ability to get people around. And so there's going to be a mechanism to have dedicated revenue streams to pay for it. And that's going to be critical, because I don't want to use the money that comes out of our property taxes that go into our general fund. That money has to stay there for our schools and our police and our fire. So having dedicated transit funding is going to be key, and that's what this referendum is going to propose.
You're absolutely going to start with Sumner County, right? I mean, I'm not biased or anything, but we're going to, if we could just start with Hendersonville specifically.
All about you, Fitzy.
I mean, I'm just, when you have the mayor and you have a chance, you make a request.
Right, you do. And here's the good news. The regional mayors, we all get together on a regular basis. In fact, we just had our mayor's caucus last week. Every mayor in this region wants transit. They really see Nashville leading, and we go first. And then when we pass our referendum, they can go to their voters and have a referendum. So all of these are going to be able to connect.
Well, I would, to your point, Fitzy, of selfish self-interest, I would absolutely ride a light rail from East Nashville into downtown to work. I would do that every single day.
Excellent.
So get it taken.
Yes.
You get that done, Mayor.
I am ready to get that done with your help. I need voters to turn out on May 1st. After the Metro Council approves the language for the referendum, and we will be ready to go and break ground.
You can obviously follow her on Twitter at Mayor Megan Berry. Mayor, we appreciate your time so much. Thank you for all your hard work and all you've done.
Hey, thank you all for inviting me on, and please invite me back. You guys have a great rest of your day and happy Monday.
Fantastic stuff from the mayor, and cool that you can get the mayor to come on and we can have a conversation with her about the Titans and transit all in one. It's a special time. I will say, to the question you asked, activate is a word we use a lot in general. This is a great chance to activate, no matter how you feel on the stadium referendum. A Metro Council is going to, they're going to have this conversation tomorrow. So you can either sit on Twitter and yell about it, or you can get off your butt, go out there and actually activate on it. And that's what I would encourage everybody, whether it's transit or whether it's stadium initiatives, I would encourage everybody to get out there and just sit in the room and let your voice be heard. Don't be a Twitter yeller. Actually get out there and get to the people that
listen. It's our city. It's our city. It's amazing how powerful people can be when you get out and actually do what you want to do. Like you said, and I asked her, I said, it doesn't matter what side of the spectrum you're on. If you're against it, go voice your opinion and email or text or call or whatever your councilman. Same thing if you're for it. It's just – that's the only way we're going to get anything done in a city or a country that desperately needs things to get done. You just got to go out and do it. Be active in your community. And I think that's a good message, whether you agree with her or not.
Well, speaking of whether you agree with it or not, when we come back, Preds fans, time to go unfiltered. We'll get some Chicago drama off the chest. We'll do that next. Braden and Fitz, ESPN 102.5 The Game.